Let's shift over to the bisphosphonate part of this. It's so fascinating. Alan, what's your thoughts on what's going on here? Do you think it's real? What about the mechanisms? We had Martine Picard talked about seed and soil. What do you think about that?
One thing that Martine Picard did discuss during her discussion of the paper, and one was that HER2NU was not tested in this patient population, so it wouldn't take a large imbalance to wipe these results out. So that's still a possibility if you're a naysayer to the study. Second aspect of the study that I neglected to mention before that may be very important in getting to your question is that the benefit when Mike Gnant did subset analysis was in the Arimidex arm. There was no benefit in the tamoxifen arm. So Arimidex is suppressing estrogen, increasing bone turnover, as you point out, creating a fertile soil for cancer cells to grow in. So it may be that that subset is benefiting. In terms of the mechanism, if indeed this is a true result, I can think of two possibilities. One is that bisphosphonates may be directly killing circulating tumor cells in the bloodstream up front. And another possibility is that cancer cells need to go to the bone marrow microenvironment and sit in the stem cell niche where hematopoietic cells sit. Now, if indeed there are these occult tumor cells that we know from biopsy studies are present, it's possible that the bisphosphonate is killing those cells in the bone marrow microenvironment, and that's the mechanism of benefit. And if that's the case, then cancer cells leave the breast, they go to the bone marrow, sit in the bone marrow for perhaps years, then get out of the bone marrow and go back to other parts of the body. And that's certainly a possibility, but it's quite fantastic.